The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Zone. Other than that, let's see if we can make Monday a pretty good day here. It's Monday, September the 14th, tomorrow, halfway through the month of September. Richie always loves it when I do that. 888-302-3684 connects you to the Doug program. You'll be connected to Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is monitoring social media. What is all that?
Why is my...
I have a lot of ding, 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 dings, ding, dings. All right, so here's what you need to know. The Clinton campaign, not happy about the results of the polls over the weekend.
What's she going to do about it?
I don't know. She's going to do much about it.
Talk to those pollsters.
Yes. I've had a second thought at my run on Ben Carson, and I think with me at this moment... I believe Carly Fiorina to be the most competent, most supportable, the most desirable of all the candidates of either party who is running for the presidency. I believe Carly Fiorina is the best.
Enlighten us. What did you hear, see,
What I've heard, I did some reading on the plane coming out to the West Coast on Friday about Ben Carson.
Yeah.
And what I read about him was information I didn't really pay. You know, I've said before that I didn't think he had the depth, and that was based on maybe three or four different opportunities to listen to what he was saying. And then at the at that first presentation, I don't call it a debate. There was no debating going on there. I felt he presented himself well when it came to the issues that were being discussed. But then when you look into his stance on social issues, he's pretty close to Mike Huckabee, who I have no use for whatsoever. So in that way, I wouldn't say I don't have any use for Ben Carson. I think that Carson is obviously a talented surgeon. But his social stand, no business sticking our nose into what other people believe. That's, as right. A country, nothing going there. So thank you for asking for the clarification. It is because of the social issues and his point of view on the social issues that I wouldn't vote for Ben Carson. I think that Carly Fiorina has done an extraordinary job of taking her ideas and doing a good picture painting job of how she would fix the issues that are important to me. I think that she's measured in her response to things. I think she's intelligent, articulate, and I do think it's time for a woman to be president. So at this point in time, at this point in the game, that's where I am. Richie, where are you? Why do you argue with me on that?
I was about to say I'm with you, but I could really care less whether it's a man, a woman, a black person.
Okay,
let's
talk about the issues then, or how they're presented.
Yeah, no, I love Fiorina. I love the way she presents herself and her ideas for all of the issues.
Yeah,
you're right. She is very measured. She always comes across as like she has looked into what the issue is and has an idea for a fix. Uh-huh. Trump is that feel good, let's go get those guys kind of rah-rah.
Let's roll. Trump is let's roll.
Right.
That's
Trump. His pool is about a foot deep.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And while I like what he's saying, it's just I keep waiting for that second stage of information and it never comes. So I'm the same way.
All right, Kenny, what about you?
I like Carly Fiorina so far, but I'd like to hear more.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I don't know if she hasn't had the opportunity or I just haven't or she's been drowned out. But I'd like to hear more.
It is a little bit
more from her.
The cool thing is you can catch her on YouTube, and you know, so you can go see her on YouTube on Morning Joe, and go see, you know, on YouTube on whatever show she's been on. That's where I've caught most of my information from her.
And you know why I'm not? I have been never a strong supporter of Hillary Clinton, but I have been. I think I've been attracted to some of the messages and the fact that, I don't know, Richie would sort of corner me and ask me questions about it, and I think there are some things that I just felt about her that made her better than whatever else the choices were until Carly Fiorina came around. But one of the things that's sort of stuck in my craw, that server stuff, and whether it was wiped or it wasn't wiped, the network that managed the email server said over the weekend it doesn't have any knowledge that the server had been wiped, and she said that it had been. So those 30,000 emails that were deleted from the server now may be recovered. I don't know that that's much ado about nothing, or whether for some people it's really important. For me, it's not. But I find her to be too political anymore. Not that you, Richie, would say, huh? What, now? You think she's too political?
Yeah.
I just...
you know what?
It's enough already.
She seems like a likable person. She doesn't have that charisma that Bill does.
No, she's an okay person,
but,
yeah.
You know, and it's just that I'm going to run by my rules and I don't care what anybody else thinks attitude that bugs me. And that's, I just can't go there.
The thing that some people are going to feel badly about is that she tried so hard last time, lost. She would have been a better choice than Barack Obama under any scale of management because you knew who she was.
If we could go back, I'd vote for her.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. As opposed to what's there or what's been there. Hey. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
So
here we go.
Yeah. Anyway, so Kenny doesn't probably agree with that.
I don't know. One of the things that I have always disliked about Hillary is that she lies and doesn't seem to care. In the 2008 campaign, she was on the Tonight
Kenny,
Show.
They're not lying. Those are discrepancies.
She was talking about this incident where she landed on the tarmac and had to serpentine her way in over gunfire, and that never happened. It's not like she mistook.
Oh, wait a minute.
It was Brian.
That was Brian Wilson. Williams. I mean, Brian Williams said, come on, that was me. You got the wrong guy there, or the wrong person.
Ooh, yeah, I'm not voting for him either.
No. Wouldn't that be? Now, there's an interesting speculation. Wouldn't it be interesting if Brian Williams or some news anchor like George Stephan Foupalopoulos ran? He's very political. He's got an attractive wife. How about him running?
Why in the world would those guys take the pay cut?
I know.
To take
ego.
That job.
I guarantee you that Sean Hannity, as soon as his children are finished school where he is, will move to Florida and run for the Senate, and that'll be the end of his radio career. Guarantee that that's what he's going to do. How about them apples? We're going to take that to the bank. 888-302-3684. Good stimulating start to the discussion in this hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program for Monday. Richie and Kenny and I invite you to just compare your thoughts with ours and share them if you'd like. Not only either at 888-302-DOUG or email to Rich or Ken or Doug at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/GoodDay, and Twitter at Good Day. What is Football Rich? Delicious wings spun in your choice of 21 sauces and seasonings. Cold beers served right at your seat.
You are talking my language,
and
sir.
And catching all the football action on wall-to-wall TVs. That goes along with your best friends at Buffalo Wild Wings, where they have wings, beer, and sports.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Are you a glass half full or glass half empty kind of person? Hopefully, you see it full, as there are numerous health benefits to thinking that way. Recently, in a study done by the University of London, it was found that seniors who think positively tend to age healthier. They suffered from fewer physical and emotional health problems as they got older and had a longer life expectancy than their negative counterparts. Positive thinking is one of the best things you can do for your health. This tip is brought to you by your local HealthMart pharmacy, caring for you and about your health. Visit HealthMart.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The visuals of the weekend. Radio is a wonderful medium, even though we have a lot of electronic connections to things that we do. But the visualization, the imagination, especially if you've seen some of these pictures that I'm about to tell you about, and then you've sort of gone away from them, I believe that the most interesting, compelling piece of video or picture that I saw over the weekend was of that volcano in Japan that erupted. Did you see the plumes of ash and the ring of fire? I was thinking about Johnny Cash. When you look at that thing, the black smoke, and it really isn't smoke.
No,
it's
I haven't seen it yet.
That comes, if you see it, it's flowing into the Pacific Ocean. Kenny, have you seen any of those pictures or the video of it?
No, I have not.
All right, so here's another one. There's a sandstorm going across the Middle East, and most of the video, most of the pictures that you would see from that, with people walking around, they have those masks on, you know, the face masks that cover the nose and the mouth to keep sand, and I should wear those on the farm more because of the dirt and the dust and stuff. But that, and then it looks like a movie. The sandstorm comes across. There are many places in the Middle East over the weekend that had this huge sandstorm, and it was, you know, that big building in Dubai. It's like a movie, a cut out of Mission Impossible or something. The sandstorm comes. As a matter of fact, I think there was a sandstorm in Mission Impossible, wasn't there? Do I remember that coming across? If I'm not mistaken, it was anyway. It was one of those.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, really?
No.
I don't mean the most recent one. I'm talking about the one before.
Oh, okay.
The one that took place with them in a hotel in Dubai, hanging out the windows and stuff.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, there's a sandstorm there. But to see Mother Nature at her best in terms of display of emotion, whatever it is, it's horrible yet beautiful. In a way, isn't that, we find that about, I mean, looking at,
and you can't stop it.
Take away, no. If you could take away the damage done by hurricanes, the cleansing that goes on, and even the beauty of the waves coming up over.
It's the earth taking care of itself.
Yeah, cleansing.
Whether we like it or not.
And it's doing it. 21 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
You always go to this song when I want to have Taylor Swift on. Can't you be more creative and come up with a
well, this, song? And that's a good song. Circumstance. You told me 12 seconds ago that Taylor Swift.
That's our business. You don't have to tell everybody that I'm disorganized. I want to sound organized.
It was the first thing that came up. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So Taylor Swift has something in common with Katy Perry and Jimmy Fallon. You want to recognize your brilliance? Try to figure it out? I think you guys know what the answer is.
Taylor Swift has something in common. With
Katy Perry and Jimmy Fallon.
It's got to be correct. YouTube related then.
No, it is not. Is it, Kenny? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Alright, so it would be cheating if we brought
I would think
in.
The only thing that the main thing that they have in common is how many people watch them on YouTube.
That I can't speak to because I don't know what the numbers are. All I know is that the TV Academy announced the winners of the Interactive Emmys, which is now a new subset of the awards. These awards are for achievement and enhanced fan experiences.
Right.
So in a way, you're sort of right.
Yeah, okay.
It's an Emmy.
But it's a broader.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Right. Yes, yes. Early winners include Taylor Swift for Original Interactive Program, Katy Perry's Super Bowl Halftime Show for Outstanding Costumes for a Variety or a Special, and The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon for Social TV Experience.
Right.
So let us have some of that experience as the Donald visits with the Jimmy Fallon on Friday night, and he talks about why he thinks he is number one.
Well, you know, it's interesting. My wife actually said to me, if you run, you will win. She sees a reaction. And the reaction is people are tired in this country of being ripped off, of seeing poor things happen, whether it's trade with many different countries. We have the worst trading pacts, whether it's the deal with Iran, which could have been so much better. And it would have been much better. There were so many other things. So many things that we just aren't doing. We're not taking care of our vets. It can't happen like that. So people are just tired of it. And I think that's probably what I'm an efficient guy. I've built a great company. And not to be bragging about company, but this is the kind of a mindset we need now in this country. We have to become rich again, and we're going to become great again.
You know,
All right, so there's no argument with that. He's right about all that stuff.
Yeah, hearing him say that and, and my comments earlier about him where he just he's about 1 foot deep when it comes to information, I truly do believe that dealing with China and dealing with Mexico and other countries on trade, he would probably be the best candidate.
Yeah, for those sorts of things.
Yeah.
All right, here he talks about Hillary Clinton.
Well, she's had a very, very tough time, and I think it's going to be very tough for her. She's had a very, very bad time. I've never seen anything like it. But as far as... I feel terribly about it. But, no. Actually, honestly, it's tough stuff. There's no question about it.
Well, they're friends. So he might say it in a way that you notice he didn't really take a shot at her. And he hasn't really taken any shots at her. And I think that's because of their friendship. Here he is talking about why he's actually running.
Once I announced I was doing it, nobody believed I was doing it.
I didn't believe you were doing it.
I know. Nobody did. You didn't.
I was still don't. I don't know. Are you? No, I mean, now I believe it. I go, and it's honestly, but you're doing something that someone, I mean, you're in the lead right now, right?
Yeah, by a lot.
Not so much.
You know, in some countries, you can demand that the election be the following week. And I'm demanding right now that the election be this week.
No,
it's a long way. It's a long way. Well, it's such a long way to go.
What do you think you're doing that they're not doing?
I think they want our country to be respected again. I think they feel that if I'm president, I will do some great things for our country and we're going to be respected again. We're not going to be scoffed at. We're not going to be laughed at. We're not going to make bad deals. We're going to make great deals. And I think they feel that I'll be able to do that. And I know I'll be able to do that.
All right. So here, a quick snippet from Stephen Colbert on Friday talking about Hillary Clinton running behind Bernie Sanders.
At the beginning of the summer, everyone thought she was inevitable. But right now, in New Hampshire, she's 11 points behind Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, proving that even people in New Hampshire can't tell the difference between their state and Vermont.
28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm Mark Green, your host today, with Charles Cook of the National Review and David Korn of Mother Jones. Coming right up, is it okay for private citizens to negotiate with hostage takers over their loved ones?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ow! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Charles Cook of the National Review and David Korn of Mother Jones. Is it okay for private citizens to negotiate with hostage takers over their loved ones?
This is an incredibly difficult policy, and one reason the Obama administration is in a difficult position is the position of not negotiating with terrorists in order not to encourage more hostage taking. It's not supported by European allies and others who at times have paid for the return of their own citizens. So it's hard to have this policy if you're the only country doing this. I think it's very hard to tell families you can't do what you think you need to do, and we do know of instances where news organizations and others, you know, they don't talk about this, it's not publicly acknowledged, have paid to get people back.
I think it's a bad idea to negotiate with terrorists per se, but there is, of course, a material difference between the public and the private here. If the government, in other words, if everybody in the United States, both via the official policy of that government and by the public purse, are implicated, then the government has to take a decision. In a private case, if a family is involved and nobody else is, then the negative consequences fall solely on them. So although I think it's a bad idea, I do think that that distinction is an important one.
That was your Both Sides Minute with Charles Cook of the National Review and David Korn of Mother Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Program with Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler on Monday morning. Bruce Williams, who is a friend of mine, is not no longer on the air or connected with anything that you can hear broadcast-wise, used to say his program was vanilla. Somebody sent me a note over the weekend and said to me, my program was anything but vanilla. So what flavor is it? 888-302-3684. Richie, what flavor is the Good Day program?
Mint chocolate chip.
Mint chocolate chip.
Yeah.
How about you, Kenny?
Well, with nuts.
Yeah. With a lot of nuts.
Okay. Yeah. Having said that, speaking of nuts, Kim Davis is headed back to work today.
Be nice.
I'm not. What's not nice about that?
Yeah, speaking of nuts.
Well, you want me to take that back?
No.
Okay.
Roll with it.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So, what's the story? Is she going to be different? People are asking. The question remains the same. I saw a news report. The question remains the same. What will she do? Well, I don't know. I didn't much care what she was doing before, and I don't much care now. Because I think that all those people that want to get married, this is one of those things that's about not necessarily what really is happening, but what seems to be happening. Any of those people who've gone in there asking for a marriage license could get it someplace else. They're making a point.
Right.
She is making a point. So it's as far as I'm concerned, boiled down to much ado about nothing. All this hoopla. You saw, I think, some of the information that came from her assistants who are filling out the forms. What I found interesting is that most of the people who were pictured have been men, gay men, applying for the license. I didn't see any gay women. I'm sure that I should say I'm sure because I don't know. But I wonder why the news media has chosen to prefer to have pictures of men signing up to get married rather than women. I'm asking the question, and there's no answer to it. So will she go back to jail again? That's the thing. There's so much time sort of being, and I use this term advisedly, wasted on this, because you won't change the law of the land. She may or may not change who she is or what she is. And so here we've paid all this attention to her. And why are we paying all this attention to her? All of the people who would like to get married who are gay in that county can go someplace else and get a license.
Yeah, but it's just like in the 60s, black people could go somewhere else to eat.
Yep. Yeah, I don't... Listen, I didn't say it was right. You didn't hear me say that was right. I'm just saying that under the circumstances, nobody is really being prevented from getting a license. They're just being prevented from getting it in that county.
Right, and black people didn't have an easy of a choice as... No. These people did. I mean, they could just go 15 minutes away and do it. Not that it was, again, not that it was right. Yeah. But, you know, when you were black in the 60s, you didn't have as many options.
I just, what I find most offensive about it, if that's what it is, some people are very offended. I'm not very offended. I just, and there's so much speculation and postulation and noise. It's just noise. Mike Huckabee is nauseous. I mean, those of you who like him, great, good for you. The way he's pandering to the crowd, I find unsatisfying. How's that? Anybody else on this? We had. Do you want to take for what it's worth what I said, and let's keep moving.
Keep moving.
I think it's entertaining that Ted Cruz is trying to do the same thing, but
I know, right.
he can't get any. Mm-hmm. FaceTime, anything.
No.
Huckabee's
no.
just rounding him out.
Got him on, right. Okay, and it shows you what Huckabee's all about. He's a mic grabber. He grabs the mic. Is it my imagination, or Huckabee in some pictures looks like he has no hair whatsoever, and other pictures looks like he has some hair? Is this like...
I haven't noticed that.
Just look and see if I'm right. I don't think it's as obvious as it was with Willard Scott, but it sort of looks... A little like
Let me
that.
Google Huckabee hair on images.
All right, please do that. Meanwhile, speaking of black, James Blake, the ex-tennis star who was mistaken for a credit card criminal, tackled by a New York police officer, says the policeman who assaulted him should be fired. Quote, I don't think this person should ever have a badge or a gun again. I think that that kind of police officer tarnishes the badge, which I have the utmost respect for, and I believe that the majority of police officers do great work, and they are heroes. So this person doesn't even belong in the same sentence with those people who are heroes that are doing the right kind of police work and keeping the public safe. You know, I saw that. I read it back and forth three or four times, and I thought to myself, that's a better way of putting it, more succinct way of putting my feelings than I have usually been able to express. I did say something at one point in time, I think, and I don't have it in front of me, about police officers and the obligation that they have and we have toward them. Get good ones, make sure they're good, because the good ones are really good, and those are the ones we ought to pay attention to. Get rid of the bad ones, that sort of thing. And that's what Blake is saying here. And he's right. Yeah, but it's so hard sometimes, that split second, to know what the right thing is, the wrong thing to do. However, in the case of credit card fraud, do you go after them with as much lethal force as you would somebody who just murdered somebody else? And that's the measure, that's the tone, that's the implication of training. Yes? No? Maybe? Who thinks I'm right? 888-302-3684, yes or no. By the way, Kenny, I forgot to ask you, what is number one? I haven't asked you that off the air. What's number one over the weekend in terms of Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day, and all our social commentary?
Looks like it's, shockingly, it looks like it's Donald Trump.
No!
Well, it's the presidential race in general.
Yeah, right.
Not just Trump.
Yeah, okay. All right. So here's a bit of good news. The deficit... That is, how much money we spend versus how much money is taken in. I remember last month talking about the amount of money that came in and into the Treasury the first half of the year was larger than at any other point in the history of our country. That is, we collected more, we, the Treasury, our government, we as the government, collected more of our money from ourselves in this first part of the year than at any other time in the history of our country. What does that tell you about things? Says probably the economy's a little better. People are making a little more money. People are buying a few more things. Depends on what the tax is, road tax, the airport taxes, whatever tax. There are all these federal taxes. So more money is going into the coffers. And as a result of that, the deficit is running 10% below last year's level. You'll be happy to know that we only spent in August $64 billion more than we took in. That seems like a small number in comparison to the trillions that we've been spending, but I'd be happy to have one-tenth of that, wouldn't you? One-one-hundredth of that. One-one-thousandth of that. It's a lot of money. It's still a lot of money. And I think...
Yeah, we still mismanage it.
Oh, of course you do. It's the waste, the fraud, the corruption, and the abuse.
Remember the story I told you last week of a friend of mine who's a government contractor who got a call from one of the government agencies and said, we need to spend...
Yeah, spending that money.
$100,000 today in a female-owned business.
Yeah.
Find somebody for us to spend this money with or else we lose it.
Yeah.
And they found somebody for them to spend the money with, but they couldn't fill out the just unbelievable amount of paperwork in 24 hours to be able to get it done.
Yep. Yeah. The wildfires here in California, Kenny and I are both in California, north of where we are, homes being destroyed, 15 square miles in this fire. Let's see how many homes. It seems to me I saw 2,000. I'm not sure. There are two fires, actually, that are going on, Kenny. Are there not? Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency in two different places. But these are... when I found it was pretty hot here this weekend, not as hot as it was last week during the week. My daughter told me on Thursday before I came out on Friday, Dad, you're going to be really hot. It was 118 at her house on Thursday, and it was 111 down here at the beach. But it had gone down greatly. She and I and Miles, my grandson, took a walk on the beach here. That's one of the great things. I do love being in Santa Monica because the beach is so neat. And we just took, we walked for an hour along the sand and talked about things, and Miles, we stuck him in the water. I just got to send you a couple of pictures, Kenny, that you can post on Facebook. He is one little tyke. He's, what the heck is going on is his whole thing, everything. He's looking at everything, and he's gotten to that stage. We went to a restaurant yesterday morning, and he's on the table.
Food, give me food. Yeah.
Service. Yeah, it's very sweet. Very, very, very sweet. All right, so let's see what we can do.
Wait a minute, Richie. Back to the wildfires here. I mean, I've heard 1,000 homes.
Yeah.
You told me you heard 2,000 homes.
Yeah, the news in Los
Angeles. I'm looking at websites here, and I'm seeing 400.
Are you looking at both of the stories, both of the fires together, or just one of them?
Oh, well, that's what I'm trying to find. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's more than 100,000 acres.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yep. Yep.
Oh.
A lot of damage. And one of the fires that started late last week, zero containment so far. One of them is about 10, 12, 15% contained. The other one, zero containment. So they just keep burning. Keep them burning. At 44 past the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ladies and gentlemen, here's some good news for you. The extension of the summer blowout sale that covers Genucel and the Platinum Dark Circle treatment that you heard me talk so much about, now is the time. Now is the time to have me talk to you about the amazing Genucel, the product that is developed from stem cell therapy, plant stem cells. Bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes, use it and love it. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment, powerful all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under your eyes, around your eyes. So, two of them for the price of one, because they're introducing the Platinum Dark Circle treatment to you. You order Genucel by dialing 800-543-9262, a guaranteed way for you to eliminate the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes, and then to get this new product they're introducing to you free with the Genucel, the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. So, if you're able to try them both at the same time, and feel and look so much younger. The 12-hour period from when you put them on to when you see the results, well, it'll blow you away. 800-543-9262. So do yourself a favor. Call that number. Order GenuCell and the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. And you mentioned Doug Stephan. You get free express shipping. And there's a luxury gift that you can pick as well. They'll send along with you something else for your face. Get the Esotique. If I were doing the ordering, I would order the Esotique because that's another cream you put on your face. Just it feels like you're getting a face peel or a facial or something like that. Looks and feels great. 800-543-9262. Don't miss the sale. Take advantage of what they're doing now. Get two for the price of one. Two great products for the price of one at 800-543-9262.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Fall flooring season is on, and the Lumber Liquidators flooring experts can help you find the best deals on the hottest looks in flooring. Right now, we've got incredible deals on easy-to-install laminate engineered floors and more, like our thickest, beautiful acacia laminate for only 99 cents. Or get 10% off Schon engineered pre-finished hardwood floors, plus Morningstar natural strand bamboo for only $2.69. Or get gorgeous, solid, hand-scraped mahogany hardwood at 27% off, with more amazing deals in your store. And 12-month special financing. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s, fat that's good for you.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. They're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, 47 after the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. So the business about American Airlines and what happened, that flight to Hawaii, those of you who may or may not have heard of the story, I fly American, not because I think they're the best, but because I get what amounts to most of the time the best deal because of how many miles I have. That doesn't mean I think they're the world's great. I can't even tell you that I think there's a great airline anywhere anymore, because I don't, it's the same as so many other businesses. Nothing's great because we've managed to make everything vanilla. Back to that again. So they have a bunch of these new crap can Airbuses, and there are about a dozen of them that are designated okay for use over the water, although they don't use Airbuses like that. Are not usually used over the water. Boeing 730. Most of the Boeing planes are what they call ETOPS certified, which means extended trips over the water, or somehow, I don't know how they, but that, it's close. It's an extended trip airplane that's certified by the FAA to fly over the Pacific or the Atlantic. So now they use the ETOPS planes. Some of the small ones, 757s, are used by either Delta or American, I guess in some cases United too, to fly from secondary cities over to Paris or London. Like Cleveland to London would be on a 757, and that's an ETOPS plane. And they would do the same thing, Americans using 757s, and so is Delta, I think, to go to Hawaii from, and maybe United too, I'm not sure.
So anyway,
from Los Angeles. So they put a plane I know, Richie loves it when I go off on plane talks. They put a crap can Airbus on a flight from Los Angeles to Honolulu last Friday, and the plane's not certified. So it wasn't their problem because the plane could be certified, but it wasn't. But they were embarrassed by it. They admitted it, notified the FAA. Passengers didn't know from nothing.
And they upgraded the software so that all the planes now will know whether they are.
Yeah, where they are and what they're doing. Yes, thank you, Richie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Tech Talk time. Greg Stebbin, not to be confused with Gregory Stebbin, who's no relationship whatsoever to him. He is Greg with three G's. That's G-R-E-G-G, or it could be G-R-E-G-G.
Isn't it appropriate? Our tech guy is 3G.
3G.
Oh, no, that sounds kind of slow to me.
We need to upgrade you.
I'm going 5G. I'm
going 5G. So it's G-G-R-E-G-G-G. Stebbin. All right, so he's got the story on the 5G. As a matter of fact, just a moment here on Good Day.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
All right, so Verizon is testing 5G. G-G-G-G-G. Which supposedly is 50 times faster than LTE. And, of course, then we have to figure out what LTE means. So let's start with that. So those of us who are unwashed, who don't know what LTE, for me, that's an abbreviation for light. And there's nothing light about this. This is heavy stuff.
Yes, this is physics.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So,
yeah, actually, it's interesting. The terms LTE, which stands for long-term evolution, and 4G get tossed around, you know, in ads and discussions a lot as if they're the same thing. They're not really. 4G is a standard, and LTE is actually a path by which a network could take to reach the standard.
Path on the internet?
More of a, no, more of a development path to figure out how to get there. So this all does have, yeah, it does have to do with path of how data crosses the internet to get from one place to another, like from a server to your phone. But what's really important here is, as you said, you know, 3G was kind of pokey slow, 4G was much faster, and 5G, which Verizon says they'll actually start to experiment with on the street next year and will be available commercially in 2017, as you said, will be 50 times faster. You'll download an HD movie in 6 seconds versus 7 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So it is a huge step forward.
Here's my question.
Yes.
Will they have to dig up my street again to lay new cable?
Twice.
Really?
I don't know. Probably, yes.
So all the cable that they've been burying over the last 5 to 10 years with the 4G now will have to be replaced.
Yeah, actually, I was kidding about that. I don't know. And they
can't run on the same network or not.
Don't know that yet.
All right, so what's the relationship? You were pummeling you with questions. What's the relationship between 5G and Fios? Or 4G and Fios. Or?
Well, Fios is, that's a really good question. Fios is a fiber optic.
You hear that,
network.
Richie? That was a really good question.
Every squirrel gets a nut.
And I'm just speculating here, but you know, Fios is a cable or a fiber network that runs to your house. It's not a wireless network.
Oh, that's right.
So it may be that they can tap into the fiber that's already been laid, but I actually don't know the question, and I don't know that we're going to know the answer, and I don't know if we're going to know the answer for, it might be another 6 or 9 months before we really get to get specific details.
All we want to know, though, is that we're going to get faster service. Is that download in 7 seconds?
Yeah, and you'll always get faster. There will be a 6G and there will be a 7G, and frankly, the transition to each one will be painful because some phones will access it, some will not. New phones will have it, some will not.
Of course, have to have new phones.
Oh, yeah, and you know, why did this announcement come on the heel of the Big Apple announcements?
That brings up a great... Do they actually have, like, a 12G sitting in the bank vault somewhere, and they just don't want to release it so that they can sell us new phones every 2, 3, 5 years?
There you go.
Every time
there's a new phone,
no.
You got a new plan. Well, $32 a month forever.
Well, I'm sure what does exist in the vault, it's a really smart question, actually, is that I'm sure there.
Go meet that.
That was a stupid question. Why would you even ask me that?
I know my tech questions are smart.
You're good.
Well, he has to feel good. Right?
Is everybody feeling good now?
Yes, we're all feeling wonderfully well. It's after all,
we all have a smart question.
Another chance for success to do the right thing. Greg Stebbins is here as our technologist. He's the.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.